What's in a name? After all, it be just a name. The answer be either glory or shame. Essence be defined by what is thy call. Is it a name to rise, or is it a name to fall? First there was Adam and Hava as well, the first two. This is what his word doth tell. And Adam led in sin, clarified by Paul. Why doth the sin of the Father cascade to us all? The truth in Torah says sin doth not promulgate from father to son as a matter of fate. Our Yeshua said neither father nor mother did sin, but the son was blind from when he did begin. Why then doth all that break the womb be fated for death, sin sealing our doom? Psalmist thinks that death be in each and every name, except that of the Son, where there is life and fame. O Lord, how can our own name be death and least, with our own name being the mystery of the beast? Only by choice can some take the Son's name inside, where life of its own doth reside. Yes, Lord, wisdom doth solve the great mystery. Adam and Hava were not alone. With them was me. 3 sixes were there, all humanity by name, each and every soul imprinted with death and shame. Why then, Lord, doth some names be living sin-atoned? Is this why Yeshua has new names written on white stone? All who stand before thee, on their name before thy face, stand before thee with no saving grace. Oh yes, we stand in judgment all before the throne. Where Yeshua be inside, mercy is shown. But for those who stand on their own name the least, stand before thee with the mark of the beast. Oh yes, we were there, each and every one, watching and agreeing to what Adam and Hava had done. Just as all stood at Mount Sinai with the choice to yield or rebel to his covenantal voice. Only fear of the Lord let the wise speak well. Resonating in spirit, we will do as you tell. Understanding the truth that our God is the Lord. Renouncing their names with a submissive chord. Have you ever remembered these events? Or do you miss it? Has memory from Haruah quickened thy spirit? Psalmist knows, for she has been given this sight. God's wisdom and discernment resonates so right. So, as believers look for beast mark not to take, remember that it was always there, ready for you to shake, imprinted before time, implanted with name overlaid. This name can be revoked, redeemed children Yeshua made. So what then can't you get without your beast name? O Laodicea, naked and full of shame, thou canst receive the tithe from Yeshua, his gold, reserved for the priest from the days of old. Who did tell you that implant, chip, or card was what to fear? How doth confusion bombard, having us all look for that name and the beast, when the choice of names results in chaos or peace? This psalmist speaks truth. Yes, Yochanan was there. My own name, O Lord, thou made me scared. Then I was there, standing close to Mount Sinai, trembling in awe. Yes, with others I did cry. By Yeshua's blood we overcame the beast, renouncing our own name for the Prince of Peace. our choice it be the same? Submit to the eternal covenant? Be the choice made by Israel, his remnant? As we revoke our names, the Olam each and every day longs to find out their heritage and DNA, seeking and longing to glory in what came before, running backwards, deluded all the more. Oh, foolish children, so rich, comfortable, and feeling no shame. It's not about us, even less about our name. Building the tower, let us make names for ourselves in Babylon. Do we consider such things? Do we ever reckon? So go ahead, watch, and look for the beast. Oh, please consider thy own name, it be least. Your Yochanan shall reveal, warn, and pray, awaiting a new name at judgment day. Where is wisdom? Is all just a mystery? The son of perdition has his own name. Just wait and see. Things will not be so literal. The purported wise will be numb. Like a thief in the night will come Yeshua's kingdom.